Rishi Sunak is the former investment bank analyst now running the UK's Treasury and widely regarded as a likely successor to the current Prime Minister Boris Johnson. When the UK went into COVID lockdown in 2020, Sunak's government-backed furlough scheme subsidised the salaries of more than 11 million workers at a cost of $95 billion. And now, he says, it's time to start balancing the books.
I have to be blunt with you. Our recovery comes with a cost. Our national debt is almost 100% of GDP. So we need to fix our public finances.
So this week, low-income families will stop receiving a temporary £20 or $27 a week uplift to a social benefit called universal credit. And taxes are going up too. It's going to be a very tough winter for some.
My great worry is that we're going to have lots more people pushed into the arms of loan sharks, forced to use food banks, and actually that's unnecessary. You know, the government could just continue with the £20 a week uplift into the winter, into the spring and summer next year, and that would just alleviate a huge amount of financial pressure on low-income families across the country, including here in Greater Manchester.
On Monday, the army began helping to deliver fuel to petrol filling stations, a very visible sign of the UK's chronic shortage of truck drivers, and a situation which has caused petrol pumps to run dry and also seen empty shelves in supermarkets.
Many economists are warning that the United Kingdom faces a cost of living crisis in the coming months as energy prices go up and the government claws back some of the benefits it paid out during the pandemic. What's not clear is whether the Chancellor's proposed ways of mitigating that damage are enough in deprived areas such as Salford.
Proposals include a scheme called Kickstart to help young, low-income workers and incentives for companies to take on apprentices. In his Salford workshop, Mike Cleary says he's just about getting by.
We're ticking over, that's the main thing. We could do a lot better than what we are doing. But again, without proper training, without the money being pumped into apprenticeship schemes, then it's going to come to a standstill.
Next month, Rishi Sunak delivers a formal budget, which will detail the government's financial plans. But the indications are that for many in the UK, things are going to get worse before they might get better. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Manchester.